Last week, I traveled to Hazleton to ride around on the LOGS book bus. LOGS is an acronym that stands for the Learners Opportunity Group Society, which promotes literacy throughout the region through various programs, including the book bus, which brings free books to communities in the Hazleton area from Kispiox to Gitignau. I spent the day riding with Ted Wall, the latest book bus driver in a long line of drivers. At around noon last Thursday, we pulled up to Rocheview Lodge in Hazleton, and we are here to meet one of Ted's regulars, a man named Glenn.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there he is.
Oh.
I wait for you. How are you today, Glenn?
I got a few books to take back. I need the bag, but
I'll give you the bag back right away.
Hi, I'm Pam.
Oh.
Nice to meet you. And so I'm doing a story on Ted, so I'm following him around.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's good.
Yeah? Okay.
He comes to my door and blows the horn because I'm about the only customer here. That's good, eh? Did you get rid of all them books down there? Oh, I've got picked out two already I haven't read.
Right on. Well, here's another four or five there. You can have a boo. I don't know if you've read these or not.
I'll have a look. Good, thank you.
Sir.
You make sure this guy makes the rounds good, eh?
Will do. I'll keep him on task.
Good.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep my schedule.
So, Glenn, do you mind if I ask, what do you get out of the book bus?
Well, the book bus?
Yeah.
He's very prompt.
Okay.
He comes, and he's very accommodating. Now, he comes to my door, and he pushes that button.
Yeah.
So in case I'm eating or something.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's very good.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a library down there.
Yeah.
That's one of our stops.
Sure there is.
Okay, yeah.
There's quite a library, and I've been in there before, but the book bus comes straight to my door.
Mm-hmm. And so you...
Yeah.
How many books do you read in a week?
All depends if there's no hockey.
Okay. So let's say a hockey-less week. How much do you read in a hockey-less week?
There's hockey every day.
Okay. You'll find it if you're looking for it.
Oh, yeah. I got a good TV, and I've watched lots of hockey.
Uh-huh.
Ted has become friends with his clientele, all who look forward to the days that he shows up to help them find what they're looking for. And in the case of Glenn here, it's Westerns.
Well, that's enough today. I took two big shopping bags home from down there, you know.
Yeah.
Which I haven't touched yet.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, eh?
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, it's good to meet you, eh?
Good to meet you.
No, we get... He gives good service, 100%.
Yep, that's what it seems so far.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No more customers but me here today. There's not many readers up here.
No,
yeah.
It's good pastime.
Yeah.
If you've got nothing else to do.
That's right.
Well, I'm busy.
Yeah. You got hockey.
I do. Well, glad you've come, eh?
Well, thank you, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn. Nice to meet you.
Next on the list is to go to fill the little library in Allen Park and then on to the credit union where people have dropped off boxes of books for the bus.
Ooh, perfect fit.
Not my first rodeo.
How are you today?
Pretty good. What about you?
Well, I'm all right. Depends on the ride.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to wait till the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I can put it inside because it's my last run for today.
Okay.
Last run this week until Sunday, so that'll give me time to haul it down to the warehouse. Okay, sorry. Wow, it's been busy, hey?
The Learners Opportunity Group Society formed back in the year 2000 as an adult literacy research outreach program when one of Hazleton's largest employers, the Carnaby Sawmill, shut down. One of the main functions of this program was to enhance literacy skills among the recently unemployed workers, some of whom had only ever worked in a sawmill and required tutoring to update their resumes as well as reading skills for new areas of work. Hence, the Learner Opportunities Group Society's acronym, LOGS. The book bus is one function of LOGS, which also maintains the little libraries, book bags for babies, the Christmas Gift of Literacy program, which gifts every child in school a wrapped book chosen just for them at Christmas time, and other community events. The book bus was the brainchild of Dave Jones, a school teacher at Gitsagukla Elementary who, along with a handful of volunteers, ran the first iteration of the book bus about 25 years ago, according to Hazleton Public Assistant Librarian and local history buff Ruth Cooper. The book bus has a storied past, and TED is the latest installment to maintain the goal to offer free books to everyone, no strings attached. Here we are at the Red Apple parking lot, helping a woman who works in the laundromat stock up magazines and books for kids while their parents do laundry.
I need children's books and adult magazines for the laundromat.
Well, children's books, you come on here and I'll let you do it.
Thank you very much. I grabbed a few.
How many? That's all I need to know. Three?
Three.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We go next to the library, where I get a full tour from Ruth Cooper, assistant librarian.
Hi, Ruthie.
Hi.
I brought you some company for a few minutes.
I'm following on Ted for a story
go
for the
set
news.
Up the bus and you
right
guys
on. Well, sure. Wait, I'm going to give you a box.
Oh, I can fit that in. No problem.
It's library and museum. That in
yep.
is the Pioneer Museum run by the Hazleton Area mm-hmm. Historical Association, which we lovingly call HAHA. And this side's the library.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful
Would
building.
You like a tour?
Word to the wise. If you're at the Hazleton Library and Ruth offers you a tour, you take it.
Okay. I'll give you the whole meal deal.
Okay.
So here's our plot. It's called the Riverside Complex, and it was to be opened in 1990. And at that time, there, you know, the Del Monte cases were fresh, and there was a lot of stuff going on. And our MLA at the time was supposed to open this building. But there had been some severe protests about logging and access to native lands and things like that. And he got hung in effigy off the Hagelgett Bridge. And then a couple of months later, when he was scheduled to come and open this building, he wouldn't come.
Ruth and her late husband, Dusty, were two of the previous book bus drivers. She possesses something a little magical in the way she knows every inch of the space she inhabits as assistant librarian. Ruth is a wonderful tour guide, but what shines brightest is her love of the place she lives and her passion for educational tools made as accessible as possible for the people of her community.
Mm-hmm. This is a reference collection. We're really proud of this collection. And the cabinet, one of our young men that graduated here and then he went to BCIT and did all his woodworking stuff, and he came back and built this cabinet for us so he could showcase his talents to our local community. And it is just lovely. I mean, you know, it's so smooth, and, you know, carved out and so well done. The big birch tables are all made out of locally milled birch from Sims's Mill, and Bud Lorenzen put them together. All of the artwork, the moose carving, Carol Chasins did that. She's an amazing woodworker. Another really cool thing is in our story corner here. We had a group of, Wanda, again, the same gal that did the mural that I just pointed out to you, and a volunteer who was an artist. And they got a group of kids together. The youngest was 9, the oldest was 12. So the way it went, it was a Saturday, and pulled about 100 books off the shelves and let the kids pick the images that they liked the best. Mm-hmm. And then Karen and Wanda gave the kids chalk and encouraged them to draw the pictures on the wall. Then they outlined everything in black paint. You know, all I'm doing is running around with sheets of plastic covering things. I'm saying, oh dear, what's happening? They painted it all. And then when they had it all outlined, Wanda and Karen would show them a few techniques. We're pretty proud of this little section here.
Ruth took me to the youth section upstairs on a balcony that overlooks the rest of the library, which is a small but mighty space that feels a lot like being on a boat as the Skeena River rages just outside of the window.
And this is just a quiet reading space back there?
Yeah, this is our reading nook. You can stand right here, though. Don't you feel like you're on a BC ferry?
You certainly do.
I hopped back in the van after my Hazleton Library and Museum tour for the last couple of stops on Ted's schedule. To look at Ted, you might not suspect him of being the typical book bus type, whatever that means. He wears a Knight Rider LED lights jacket and ball cap, has a big bushy beard, and looks like he belongs on a job site with boots caked in dirt, directing heavy machinery. But that's not too far from his past before the book bus. He worked as a police officer for 5 years in the 70s, then a heavy-duty mechanic, worked in a Newfoundland gold mine, and then Manitoba, mined for gold and uranium in Saskatoon and diamonds in the Arctic. Ted professed that he's been through a lot of holes in the ground in this country.
So were you kind of like when you were working kind of more like in industry, were you like rough and tumble? Like, do you feel like you're sort of, I don't know, maybe calmer or like, yeah, do you think that your jobs kind of dictate your personality? Because here, I mean, I see you're always holding your hand for someone if they're walking down the steps and that sort of stuff. So
I guess I like to think of myself as a very outgoing person. So, I don't know. I guess I've always been a people person.
On our second last stop of the day at the Upper Skeena Recreation Center, the rain started to come. The place looked deserted, but across the parking lot, two teenage girls were waiting under a shelter for the book bus to arrive.
How are you today? Come look for a book?
Yes.
I'm home. My day is going very well, thank you.
Do you love books, or is it...
Oh, I like books.
Yeah.
I was a ferocious reader when I was a kid.
Yeah.
The Hardy Boys and I did everything together. Now I set up here for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe Sandy will be along. He's another one of my regulars, likes the Westerns too.
Yeah.
Between him and Glenn.
Back at the Allen Park parking lot, before we departed for the day, I got to spend time with Ted as he interacted with yet another one of his regulars.
Hey, Sandy, how are you today, sir? You got some stuff for me?
Some of these I think I read before, but
it might be worth a reread.
I can't really tell until I get in the book and I don't have my glasses with me. Actually, I can read these in certain light. I can read these really good, but...
You got your bag there?
Oh, yeah. And I got one more at home there that if I'd had it ready in time, I'd have brought it up to you. But
that's okay. You know where I'll be.
Thank you very much to Ted Wall for taking the time to drive me around with him last Thursday in Hazleton and for me to get a closer look at exactly what the book bus does.